Blog Talk Radio.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the look that drives the gold. While I've got the mood that really move them. I said chill. Up and down that line. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot, I make them shiver, their knees get weak, whenever I'm around. They see me walk, they hear me talk, I make them feel like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy, I'm not your boy toy.
Wow, thank you all for tuning in tonight to, it looks like it says boring out of 10, the final comeback. Oh, yeah, that's what it's called, boring out of 10, the final comeback. I had thought earlier it was actually going to be called Board Talk on the Campaign Trail, and I thought that we were going to make a case for America to actually vote Borg for president, or me. Anyways, probably can't hear me, and I have somebody on the air. Caller, who is this?
Three guesses.
Donald Trump.
Wrong.
Steve.
Incorrect. What, do I sound like a hint or something?
a queer? A queer?
I guess. Like a queer? Well, I'm still not Steve.
DT, Downton Thomas.
I wish I could do a Downton Thomas voice.
Man,
he sounds like he's a lot in real life.
Oh, he does. No, he's not real, dude. He's a bot. He is not.
Remember when he called and he sounded like a southern woman?
Yeah, he's about only buying his fucking Crisco at Dollar General or some shit. Like, I wouldn't make that up. That's super specific.
As long as it's real Crisco.
I think that's what he was saying, that Dollar General was actually the only place he sold real Crisco, which I doubt that.
Hey, he would know.
Everybody would know if you fucking cook. I wonder if...
Well, he knows where to get Crisco, goddammit.
Well, I'm just kidding. I know who this is. It's Borg.
You know, I don't even keep Crisco in the cupboards.
I don't either.
I will use butter or I will use some fucking cooking oil.
Yeah, like I have some avocado oil, maybe some vegetable oil if I want to fry some squash or something. And then other than that, I have bacon grease. Just save the
bacon. I ain't even that fancy. I got fucking corn oil and butter, and that's it.
Yeah, corn oil, but also
I'm out of olive oil. I make certain things got to have olive oil, but I haven't done that in a while because the substitute is butter, which is fine.
Yeah, butter can be very good. But also, you know, if you cook bacon, just save the grease from the bacon. Cook your Cut you up some green beans fresh, fry them up in that bacon grease. You're set.
I'm having bacon in the morning. I'll just leave it fucking greasy white in the pan. I just throw the same vegetables in the same fucking pan later that day.
Yeah, or some come home and like throw some eggs in there, man, like an omelet. I don't know, an omelet makes too much. Might burn.
It's a bad ratio with eggs.
Yeah.
It gets too bacon greasy. It retains too much of the bacon grease.
It does. Yeah. You can only really, like, fry an egg and bacon grease. That's about it.
It's still too much. Nope. Absolutely not. You call this a cooking show?
Yeah. Are you dying? I hear you have a cough.
I'm dying of marijuana poisoning.
You know, I'm rolling up a marijuana blunt right now.
They've been having these 5 packs of pre-rolls for $20.
Oh, yeah. How many come in there?
That are my brand already, because I smoke like some pretty mid fucking sativa. I'm not into the fucking overdoing the indica shit. Because it'll make me all dumb and stuff.
Honestly, I buy whatever is what I feel the best price for the week. I buy something new every week.
Yeah, whatever. You probably smoke nothing but dabs anymore.
Oh, no, I can't do that shit, man.
It's excessive. It's not even a normal get high off weed high.
Yeah, it's almost like one of those, like, you get so high you have a headache high.
Yeah, well, and then you're just fucking hyperventilating and panicking for the first hour.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, not when you get used to it. Well, yeah, you can smoke crack till you get used to it, too.
That is also hilarious. But it's true. I mean, like, and I don't
they
really
it
enjoy
it. We proved that marijuana was not a drug and that it was safe, and now they're turning it into real drugs, and it'll be illegal again before you know it.
Nah, cat's out of the bag. There's too much money on the table.
Oregon seems to know it. Fucking around here, they still seem to think they're broke, even though they're getting 20% off from all the fucking weed idiots. Well, in Montana, I think a lot more than other states, people still just buy it on the street anyway.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, man, it's cheaper medical than it is on the street. We just smoke more, so it equals out. Well, we buy more shit. You know, you get like gummies. They have access to gummies and vapes and all kinds of shit. I get a quarter for $45.
Oh, it's definitely cheaper at the store around here. I don't know why anybody would go otherwise. And if you get something cheap, it's just whatever the guy wants to fucking sell you. I want to go, since it exists, plus it lower my fucking chances of people putting fentanyl in my shit.
Yeah, I don't know if it can get into weed.
You get what?
I don't know if fentanyl can get into weed.
Fentanyl? Yeah, you put it in there. Then it's in there. Just
I mean,
like any drug.
People could sell you like a pre-roll with it in there. But I don't think, I don't know. I thought that if you like.
They could dust the bag. They could. I'm not thinking it's a very common around here because what would be the point? Like, oh, you're going to get hooked on weed now. Like, I already was. That's why I'm buying weed. So I don't know. I don't know if that. I'm just saying, like, there are places where it ain't safe for some reason.
The way I see weed is, if I want to smoke something, I'd rather smoke it than cigarettes. So.
Well, obviously, I'd rather smoke cigarettes than heroin.
I don't smoke, like, when I roll blunts, they're nicotine and tobacco-free. I don't fuck with that nicotine tobacco.
Well,
that's
called a joint then, pal.
Well, I mean, it looks like a blunt.
A blunt is not a type of cigar. It is a type, or it's not a type of weed or joint. It's a type of cigar.
I mean, it looks like a cigar. It looks like you got, like, some of those zigzags and hollowed them out and then rolled it back up. But instead, it doesn't have any tobacco or nicotine in it.
Well, I don't even have to do that. I just roll my zigzags the first time.
What about your Colt 45?
What?
I'm being stupid.
What was it?
I said, what about your Colt 45? Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, because it's in that song that feller did?
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, some kind of damn song came on a few minutes ago, and it was like it was a song you were playing, and it was something I was thinking about yesterday, too. Like, on the Sexy Boy song, right? It's like a generic 80s hard rock type of song, even though wrestling was still doing that in the early and mid-90s, that's kind of what it is. How, for a guy that plays guitar, is it pretty easy for you to do one of those generic 80s shredding solos?
Yeah, it's not. It's just doing a couple scales.
Yeah, it's a couple of tricks with like a regular scale, and then maybe write your own little riff to jam in there here and there, and that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like it's all this wham wham wham, and then you come up with your own little thing. All right, I mean it's pretty fucking easy.
Yeah.
If you play guitar, it's like the easiest form of like heavy shit.
It is the hard. I would say the hardest thing to write is actually a riff with like rhythm to go in behind it.
Oh yeah. Oh, you can do this. Yeah, to really do a good one, because everybody does it, and there's good guitar players and bad guitar players that do it. Well, the good ones, they add their own little thing in there that has to be increasing the difficulty. But you already do that through the whole song too, anyway. So it's not. It's getting in and out of that fast is probably the thing, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think that that song, the better version, is the one where Sensational Sherry is singing the song instead of Sean.
Well, he sings the songs, but she sings like the parts that she should have been singing to begin with, right?
I thought she sang the Sexy Boy part.
I think I'm cute.
Oh, yeah, she does that. That's what I'm talking about. She goes, sexy boy, and all that shit. Yeah, and, like, and there's a version where she's not doing that for some reason, and that's weird. I was noticing that that was a weird version you played.
What's crazy is, you know, that a lot of wrestlers, you know, change songs over time. But he had that song pretty much from the time he started till, I mean, he still has it now.
Well, if the song is that good, you'll keep it. But, like,
yes.
The Undertaker just had some dumb, and he could always go back to that and everybody would go nuts. But it was real easy for him to go, hey, let's just have the new metal bands take turns doing his songs. Yeah, Kid Rock and Limp Bizkit.
Dude, Kid Rock wishes he could put out a song that cool now.
Well, it was not that cool of a song. It's cool because The Undertaker made it cool. You listen to the song, it's fucking retarded. Kid Rock's a terrible rapper.
I mean, yeah, I guess maybe for me as like a 13, 14-year-old, I thought it was special.
Oh, was well,
like,
and it was the tits when it's Undertaker's intro. When you take it into the context of being about the Undertaker, then, yeah, it makes it cool. But when it's him rapping about himself is what the song really is, it's terrible.
But have you heard any of his, like, newer stuff?
A little bit. I did a help the guy with this job for a few weeks. He was way out of town, so I'd ride with him every day. And he listened to the new Kid Rock every day. He was all pumped. The shit was, I mean, I would have to say better than his old shit, but still kind of stupid, corny, wannabe type shit.
I mean, you know, he used samples the whole time, so, I mean, I can't really hate on him for that. But, you know, he sampled Jam, Sweet Home Alabama, and the Werewolf of London.
Same song.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and that was a terrible song, but that was bad because of his bad lyrics. That's what I'm talking about. He sold a good riff. I could have rapped on that. It would have been a great song. Or anybody, you could have just rewrote the lyrics. Whatever. It was easy. It was a layup. But this guy ruined it. We didn't have no internet, but I never will forget. Like, where's the correlation between having the internet and remembering your childhood? When he like just writes the whole thing himself, I think is what it is. It's pretty bad and corny.
Well, I think that, you know, Kid Rock probably likes little kids.
And when he raps, he's the most basic, simplistic. There's like no kind of rhyme schemes or anything. He says a thing and then the last word rhymes.
There's no intricacies.
It's not rap. Then it's just talking. Then it's not rap. The point when rap got good is when they started cramming extra shit into it. And he does absolutely none of that.
Kid Rock catching, you know, all of our shit.
I'm just a dope with a stupid podcast who nobody listens to, and I put all kinds of extras in there. You'd have to listen to my song 10 times to hear all my shit. He has none, zero. Who thought the kid would be everything from old George Jones to Jay-Z? That's all he does, rhymes the last thing, and that's it. That's all he's got. Unfit for fucking consumption. So who listens to Kid Rock? Chicks, because they're stupid.
What about Fred? She don't listen to Kid Rock, does she?
Fred Dog's more of a Johnny Cash dog. No, Fred Dog's pretty much oblivious to TV and, like, music and shit.
Hey,
I'm
playing stuff most of the time, like... My dogs love the, like, they love the heavy and fucking fast music.
Yeah. I was hoping Fred would get into music. It doesn't seem, it's almost like she don't even hear it.
Man, she's just fucking chill. you live in basically Paradox. You know,
for now,
just
In a month, I'll live in Antarctica.
Really?
Fucking Northwest Montana, I could fall and hit my head on the Canadian border right here.
I mean, yeah, I thought you were like about to say you were about to go
I'm saying in a month it's going to be cold as fuck for 5 months here. Paradise,
oh, yeah, well,
no more.
You know, it was just hot as fuck for 5 months here.
Oh, I'm not complaining because we're lucky that it's not already happened here. But we're almost guaranteed right around fucking Halloween to have the first snow.
Damn.
We're in that, like, month out of the year where you and me probably got pretty much the same temperatures going on.
Probably. Let's see. It's 60,
low 60s and then, like, high 30s.
Nope. Today, the high was 84.
Oh, fuck.
And the low is 45.
Well, so yeah, well, we're having similar lows anyway. But today, like 60 degrees out, it was fucking wonderful. It wasn't windy. It wasn't rainy. It was fucking sunny. This is a beautiful time of year, but it only lasts about a month around here.
I would say that the 80 is not bad. 80, 85 isn't bad here, and the sun isn't, like, beating down on you. But the thing that is the most annoying is that it's, like, 50, 45 or 50 when you wake up in the morning. So when you're getting up being at 6:30, you're like, oh, damn, it's cold. So you're going to, like, dress sort of cold, and then you get to work, and then you go outside for, like, a walk or something. And it's like, oh, shit, like, it's fucking hot out.
Yeah. You look, it's still good. Like, even if it's 63 for the high, there's still a part of the day where it's just beating on your ass, which I don't complain because it was real bad a month ago, and I can't complain in the summer anyway. At least I'm making money and it's not negative 30. Motherfuckers.
Yeah. I don't work outside, but I do go outside at work quite a bit. I take 2 30-minute walks a day because fuck them. I'm getting an hour of exercise on their watch.
I took Fred for several walks in the woods today. I didn't see no birds yesterday either. I go a couple hours today. I see one big fat grouse right in the middle of the road. I'm about halfway out the fucking truck door with my shotgun in hand. And a car pulls around the fucking corner and runs him off. Would have been my first bird of the year. I forgot all about bird season because I was trying to fucking catch these goddamn whitefish, which is turning out to be difficult.
Man, my brother-in-law, we'll call him that, Miss Casino's brother, Sunday, the same.
Yeah, I know what brother-in-law means.
Yeah, but, I mean, I have a sister, so I could have been talking about, yeah, whatever. Anyway.
I don't really.
Anyway, he was talking about, so he went to Arkansas to go hunt. Somebody he worked with, like, retired or some shit, and told him, like, hey, man, as soon as I retire, he's like, you can come, like, 2 months to my farm. Or to my property and hunt up in Arkansas. And he was like, okay, hell yeah. Like, the day the deer retired, he got in his truck and just followed him to Arkansas. I was like, I'm going to go ahead and go hunting. And he was like, all right, cool. So he went. And, I mean, he's a really good hunter. Like, he's killed.
That's a pretty good drive from where you're at, right?
He lives in Alabama, like middle of Alabama.
Oh.
So,
of course he does. You don't know anywhere where you live.
He sent pictures. It was like probably a 10 or 12 point. And he was like, man, that would have been.
That's
the
five
best
or
year.
Six around here, but I got you.
He, he was saying it would have been the, or he was like, it's the best deer I ever got. And we were like, well, where is it at? He's like, well, I can't find it.
Ooh, like, that's nasty.
He's like, but I know I shot it. He's like, because I was only 50 or 60 yards away.
You got to find that deer.
Yeah, and that's like, you know, he usually does. I mean, I've never known him to like. So the whole time me and her have been together for almost 15 years, he's probably killed like 20 deer. So, I mean.
Oh, like, I know lots of people who had to spend the entire night trying to get that deer and couldn't get it.
Well, the thing is, he had to come back to Alabama to go to work. So he was pissed off.
I bet, and, dude.
But the dude, you know, look for him and, like, take the dogs out. I haven't heard from him. I should text him and be like, did you ever get – but I think he's really nice, really cool, but, like, a little part of him would never want to admit that he missed the shot and didn't get it.
Well, it'd be more than admitting that you left a crippled deer in the woods. Everybody misses, but you get your ass out there and you find that fucking deer.
He said he didn't see any blood, which to me, I mean.
Well, that's not necessarily going to get much. But, yeah, I mean, there's a chance, but he's got it all backwards. What you would never want to admit is that you left a deer shot out in the woods.
No, you don't
around
do
here, I reckon they kick somebody's ass for saying something like that.
So what do people up there hunt besides, I mean, obviously deer? I guess y'all go for, like, y'all do, like, elk and moose and shit, or what?
All that elk, moose, bear, I don't do all that extra shit. I get a sportsman's package so I could get a deer, and if it's easy, I'll get an elk. I never have. But people duck hunt and all that shit, but that's about it. It's nothing. Wolf, there's wolf hunting. I never shoot a dog. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, I guess if they're, like, invasive, maybe.
Oh, they are. They need to be killed. Well, like, I know a guy that's got his profile picture is of him with a dead wolf, and all I see is a fucking doggy face right there. Now, cat is another story.
Bobcat? Mountain lion?
I'm fucking the neighbor's cat. Who cares? Just kidding, of course. But, yeah, like, bobcats are fucking, I could totally get a cat. I can never do it to a dog. That's fucking weird. I ain't against it. I just know, you know, you look at somebody in the eyes that can kill a dog like that. That's a different being.
Yeah, no, I would never do that. People down here, they go hog hunting because of those feral hogs.
That's what I want to do bad.
You do want to?
Fuck yeah. So, I heard they're like shooting fish in a barrel on a good day and fucking all that fucking pork. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are. You use, like, automatic rifles. Or you get, like, an AR-15.
Well, they supply their guns?
You can. People will – you can pay people here and in Alabama and in Louisiana. You can pay people to take you hog hunting.
I mean, it's probably pretty cheap to just say, hey, buddy, let me borrow your rifle and let's hop on your four-wheeler and go murder these pigs, right?
Yeah. Oh, dude, people do it all the time. My brother-in-law.
Probably a couple hundred bucks. The guy guaranteed you fucking five pigs.
He had to stab one because it was coming at him and shit.
Oh, I bet, dude. Do you know, like, those are pigs that have escaped, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's how it started. But do you know that a farm pig, a little cute pig like fucking Hamlet, within a year of getting loose becomes half boar like that?
Yep.
The same pig that was a cute little farm pig actually turns halfway into that, and then when it has offspring, it's 100% feral. Fucking pigs are weird animals.
They are, because they're kind of smart, man. It's so weird to be in a people house. Pigs. Have you ever seen anybody like that? Met anybody who had a pig as a pet?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, is it not weird as fuck?
Well, if you can't have a big pig that's big enough to kill you as a pet anyway, because it can be your best little buddy forever, and it will fucking kill you someday.
Yeah, or it'll get so fat that it can't do anything to you.
Yeah, that's okay though if they're living out in a barn and whatever. But
I mean, they live in
a pet pig like that lives in the house with you and shit will kill you in your fucking sleep.
Dude, so like I knew what I worked for. This one dude, and I don't know if they married then or just engaged. But anyways, I would go over to their house. Me and my friend Nathan, we would go to their house and play Risk, that board game or whatever. And they had a fucking pet pig, and it was just like the weirdest thing because it played with their dog. They had a lab. But it was like the weirdest thing to like pet because they're hair was just so like spiky and kind of sharp. Ugh.
And there's not that much of it.
No, it's not.
And then you feel like you might be scratching their skin too hard, even though you really can't because it's a damn pork rind. You could beat the shit out of a pig, they'd love it.
Yeah, it was weird. It didn't make me question eating pork there. I was like, hell yeah,
I'd eat anything except a dog. Like,
I wouldn't eat a cat either.
Oh, I'll eat a wild cat out of the woods. I don't see it the same way at all. I wouldn't eat the neighbor's cat. But I would not even, I don't think I could actually kill a wolf.
Nah, that would be tough. It would be too close to home. So do people, like, you said people hunt bear out there? Do they eat it?
Yeah. It's not my favorite thing. And that's another thing that looks fucking weird all skinned out. I helped my buddy do it one time, and fuck that.
Oh, God, yeah. But it looks kind of like because they're, like, so big. It looks just like a big.
It was like skinning Refrigerator Perry or something.
Yeah. I bet the meat's, like, really tough and shit, too. Like,
oh, yeah. Bear is terrible. The only real good way to make it is just to can it in water with maybe a little salt or something, you know, lightly seasoned. Can it in water and leave it in that fucking can for a long-ass time.
Make some jerky with it.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's terrible. It tastes bad, even though it's perfect for jerky consistency-wise. It tastes bad. Well, no, you give it, maybe there's a little vinegar in there. I'm not sure exactly how you do it, but my buddy that insists on shooting deer and didn't want to eat it, and his dad, they figured this one out. And you just can it with just enough salt and maybe a little vinegar, some shit like that, that it just kind of bleeds it out and it softens it. And you don't even eat that shit till like about hunting season next year. That way it gets nice and soft. And then you got something that you can make sandwiches, really good. And then it becomes like almost like a roast beef steak because you got rid of that nasty bear taste.
Potted meat. That's what it sounds like to me.
When I was a kid, like my dad would get like some potted meat. Some like Vienna sausages, little shit like that. And, bratwurst, brown schwager. Not real bratwurst, but brown schwager. God damn. The crap I had to eat when I was a kid. I just have to act like you like it because I'm not trying to make a fucking event out of eating, no matter who I deal with. whether I'm 10 years old and it's my dad.
Well, at that point, I knew that we were, like, poor, so I wasn't trying to be, like, a asshole kid and complain about the food because I got it. I was like, oh, yeah, I got two kids to feed and one person working.
Yeah, well, and we were, like, kind of poor. There's no reason to eat brown swagger. It's because my dad was fucking even poorer when he was a kid, and he liked the crap.
Yeah, we weren't poor. I just knew that, like, we couldn't just be eating, like...
No, we were medium poor, but my dad was a step... And not so much poor, but in Alaska, when he was a kid, you couldn't get things. So... You have things kept in the, you know, you stock up on cans and fill the cupboard with fucking brown swagger and bullshit like that.
You know, I was talking to one of my teachers about, they went on tour in the 90s. They played harmonica in the band Blues Traveler.
Who did?
One of my teachers. It's cool.
Well, no, he didn't.
Why? Do you say that?
Because the fat singer plays the harmonica.
They had backups. That's what he was.
Well, I can imagine that being true, actually, that, like, there's probably little parts where he has to jump on it in the middle of the song and shit. He's probably too fat to do all that.
You don't even have any bands. They'll have, like, an extra guitarist on the side of the stage playing stuff. Just in case there's a, like, bad mess up, or to double the track so it sounds fatter.
Oh, yeah. You know who does that? Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
He's doubled every track he's ever done.
The Beatles also, they didn't have people, like, on stage doing that, but they were one of the first bands to, like, they were. They were one of the first ones to, like, double their tracks.
Yeah.
Especially.
Well, that's Ozzy Osbourne's hero is the Beatles.
Probably so. He grew up in.
It is.
A young.
No, it absolutely is. He, he was like them with his singing. That was his thing. Even though, like, the kind of music was different. Don't you know? Did you see him get inducted?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's a cool little shit there.
He should be. I mean, he should have already been in there, man. He's a godfather.
Twice that has been in for years. But, yeah, it's kind of weird. They make certain people wait, though, so they have somebody good that year, kind of like WWE.
Yeah, that's true.
But he waited a little too long. He might not have lived to see it.
But that is also true. Didn't Stone Cold and The Rock go in the same year then?
Well, that only makes sense.
Yeah, rivals. Two big rivals. That's true. Man, yeah. No, Ozzy, he's a fucking beast. I don't care what anybody says. Always has been, will be.
They're just wrong anyway. So, yeah, of course, how could he possibly care what they said? They're just incorrect. And there's where I'm talking about. You got your generic wang, wang, fucking shredding ass solo like that. But guys like Zach Wilde, guys like Tony Iommi, people like that, played guitar with people like Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath and shit, they would have that same kind of solo. Where they put some structure into it there somewhere, too, with riffs and, like, get on the beat for a minute and then go back into it. And it's way better than something like a Van Halen where the guy just goes...
Or what's... a lot of people love him. There's two of them. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Joe Satriani. I do not give a fuck about either one of them. If somebody starts playing their shit.
I'm not super familiar with Joe Satriani. Who's that?
You would have to look him up.
What band?
By himself, like. Hold on.
What was his biggest band? I know he was in one. I've heard the name a million times. I know he's in a big band.
Let's see.
I want to say Warrant or some bullshit.
Deep Purple.
Oh, there you go. Well, that guy's good with that. How basic was that? Come on.
But,
I can play fucking Smoke on the Water.
He did solo stuff after that.
Well, I'm not saying he wasn't good. I'm just saying, like, if that was his biggest thing, and I don't even know the rest of his shit.
And then he did guitar for the movie Spinal Tap.
Yeah, okay, so he's maybe the originator of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But even like, I don't have any against it. I used to, like, really be against it. Now I just don't like it personally, but I kind of understand, like, the Ligers of the world better than I used to.
I'll never understand. Ligers of the world, man. That honest paragraph. I'm just trying to, like, say hey to people. You know, it's like an argument, you know, whatever. But, like, those long,
long people that I say people that are marks for bands like Van Halen and shit.
well.
It's not my thing. I fucking hate it. I want to punch someone every time I hear it, but I understand it better than I used to.
I think as I get older, it makes me even more mad.
Well, you might not have grown up around these Ligers. Because, like, I'm older to where people were still listening to some pretty dopey, phony heavy metal shit when I was a kid. And it wasn't my thing at all. I remember clearly being 9, 10 years old. I listened to, like, Ozzy, fucking Black Sabbath, Metallica. I got a little older, Megadeth, shit like that. I never did, like, Poison or Motley Crue.
No. Uh-uh.
There was, like, in my brain processed music, like, a little more sophisticated than other people that just liked a certain genre. But then you find that these kind of things, like if you listen to Journey, right? If you listen to Journey, then I can guarantee you listen to REO Speedwagon. I can guarantee you listen to Styx. I can guarantee you listen to Don Henley by himself. Like, this is a more defined, crap rock is more defined than we realize it is. Like, if you listen to Hinder, then I can guarantee you listen to the Hey, You're a Crazy Bitch guys. And I can guarantee you probably listen to Kid Rock. It's more defined than we think it is, but it's to somebody with a bad brain. But
well,
I appreciate it more than I used to. I never said I like it more, just that I understand it better.
I mean, I guess I could see that. I don't know, I have
I fucking hate it worse than ever, but I get it now.
A hatred.
Somehow I get it now for some reason.
We got on this whole topic because I said my teacher played harmonica for Blues Traveler and a bunch of other like 90s bands and shit. So like his actual degree is in French. His PhD is in French language. But because he went on tour with all of these bands back then, they count his PhD in French as like being qualified to teach music and shit, which is fine because he's a great teacher actually. Anyways, he was telling me in a class about touring through Alaska and how it was literally like, if you imagine the world had ended. And there was only like civilization like barely there. Can you confirm?
Where were they at?
They went to Anchorage and Juneau.
Anchorage
or
is
whatever.
A big ass city, and so is Juneau.
Yeah, but he said that was it. Like, other than that, there was like hardly anything in between.
Oh yeah, well, because the other big one is Fairbanks, and whenever you're in Fairbanks, you probably stay in a town outside of Fairbanks, and then you're out in Alaska there. Anchorage too, actually. Juneau actually is the smallest city of the three, but if you go around all the little towns, they're pretty well-established little cities. You go further north, and even especially back then.
He didn't go to that place that my in-laws went to, and the one you told me you would like, Ketchikan. He didn't go there.
Oh, that's just south of Juneau. That's a cool spot. That's where, if I was a rock man, that's where I'd go to get pussy and drugs and shit.
They didn't have to worry about that. They were a huge band. They were touring with huge bands.
Well, it doesn't matter about worrying about it. I'm just saying you're already in Alaska. Ketchikan's a good spot.
True. And if it wasn't that far from Juneau, how far would you
No,
go
yeah,
place?
You get on the ferry boat, you're down there in 4 hours and party on the boat, too. They got bars and shit.
Ferry boat. We took one this spring. Here down here, it's called Gulfport, Mississippi, and it's like right there on the Gulf, obviously, Gulfport, and you can take a ferry out to this place called Ship Island, and like for context, all the beaches on the Mississippi Gulf Coast are man-made, so they're like nasty looking, brown kind of. Like, I don't really get in the water there. It might look okay some days during the summer, but you can take the ferry out to Ship Island. It's like an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The water out there is fucking clear as fuck, blue, green, see the sand, because it's actually like natural, if you're in the Gulf. It's really cool.
Where was this?
In Gulfport, Mississippi.
I want to take the one all the way from Bellingham, Washington, up to Alaska one of these days.
And
just live on that bitch for 9 days.
See, my in-laws went on like an Alaskan cruise, and that's how they went to Ketchikan.
Yeah, it's a good town for that kind of people too, because it's a real long, skinny kind of town, so everywhere you go, you're always on the water.
They bought me a shirt from there because they said it reminded them of a place that I would like to go. I was like, oh, wow, cool.
Oh, yeah, you and me should go to Ketchikan, not them.
Yeah, I would love it.
Because there's like fishermen and shit. I'd know half of them, too. Fucking, like, that's where the party's at, right downtown Ketchikan, where all the fucking, when the trolling boats are docked.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I would love to come up and do some big game hunting. I've never been big game hunting.
When's the last time you went hunting at all?
Like 2 years ago.
What's your hunting gun? What are you shooting, birds?
I don't just whatever her brother has. Whatever.
Oh, you just know with him?
Yeah.
You ain't got a hunting fucking what do you guys shoot?
There's nobody here for me to go hunting with.
No, but what do you guys shoot when you go with him?
Deer.
Well, you need to get fuck that deer. You need to get a 12 gauge.
You know, actually, him and all
their dad, they actually usually go deer hunting with a bow.
Well, you still got to use a rifle.
I mean, it just depends on how lazy they want to be for the day.
Well, here's what you need, though. Here's what everybody needs. Everybody who doesn't have, do you own a firearm?
Pistols, yes, but no hunting rifle.
Okay, well, people are always looking for the perfect assault rifle or hunting rifle and shit. Here's what you do if you want to have fun with a bigger firearm. You get a side-by-side 12-gauge like the one I got. Why, you ask? Well, for one thing, casual hunting, bird hunting. And number two, 30-cent fucking shells. You can go play with your gun at the range all day for $5.
Yeah. I know, I love going to the range. And then my friends, they have a farm like 2 hours from here. And we'll just drive up there sometimes and go shoot guns.
That's what a guy needs who doesn't really need their own hunting rifle but wants a big boom gun. Just get a 12-gauge, man. Dirt cheap to go play with. And then you, no matter how much you know about hunting, you can always go on the back roads and go look for birds.
Yeah, I've never, honestly, I've lived in the South my whole life, and I've never been bird hunting. Everybody I've ever met who's done it is kind of a douchebag, so, like, real crappy.
Or a pain in the ass. Like, my friends, it takes a half hour to get them in the truck. I just go by myself.
Prestigious thing where we're like, you know, deer hunting, like, yeah, like, preppy rich people do it, but also, like, country-ass broke people do it. But like,
yeah,
duck hunting, it seems like it's like a
I do end up going alone. That's where I might hook up with my buddies to go deer hunting. I don't even bother with the bullshit when I'm trying to bird hunt.
Or like quail, like I don't know. That would be kind of weird. Yeah,
hunting is kind of a by yourself thing more often anyway. It's not like fishing where all the guys get together. It's more like fucking get away from everybody and shoot a bird.
Yeah. I think of all the outdoor activities that you could do, I think fishing might be my favorite.
Fishing is the obvious best because any asshole can shoot a fucking animal, but when you get a big fish, you've
accomplished
like, none of your buddies did that this week. Look at this.
No, they didn't. Shit. I want to go. I'm trying to go to one of the next. I guess they won't be anywhere near this that anymore. But maybe like next summer, I want to do some deep sea fishing when we go. But Alabama, we go to the fucking Alabama coast like all the time too. But because it's only like
it's the easiest thing in the world to do. Catching sea monsters off the bottom is the easiest thing you can do. All you need is a big ass jig and a big ass J hook and a big ass fishing pole. And you just bounce it around on the bottom.
Bounce.
Make sure it keeps hitting bottom and give it as much stroke as you can. You know the routine.
Yeah. And now I'm going. I used to be on and stuff, but I'm freaking like oyster crazy right now. Like craving oysters all the time.
Since you brought it up, I want some. You brought it up on the last show, and I've been thinking about oysters, but it's not like a common thing around here.
Really?
I mean, I can always go to the store and get it, but not like around there.
I was about to say, I would think, I mean, y'all are so close as well.
I guess you're
so like that. The good fresh shit ain't coming in. You know what I like to do? Since I live here, go down to the goddamn Chinese place on a Saturday evening.
The salad.
And that's when they have the mussels. I like mussels.
I hate them fried, the oysters. I've never tried them fried. They just look like fucking fried boogers. I don't think I would like them.
It dries them up. I like them cooked,
yeah.
But I like them a little sloppy too, and it dries them up.
You want them charboiled like a little bit, with some like butter, maybe some Parmesan cheese,
just like eggs. I want the clear shit to have some color on it, then I'll eat it.
I recently had some. It was baked. I mean, so it wasn't like, it was by the water though, but they like put crawfish on top. It was so good.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorites I haven't done in a few years now, crawdads. I'm only about 30 miles or less from, or no, almost 40 miles, but from fucking McGregor Lake got goddamn crawdads, lobsters size fucking crawdads.
Oh man, from like March to like July or August, it's fucking crawfish season here. It's like anywhere and everywhere. They're just fucking selling it by the fucking pound. Like, just
all the restaurants
are doing boils. Like, they'll do like, there's one place, they'll do like $50 like all you can eat shrimp and crawfish with like potatoes and corn too. Like $25.
Yeah. Well, do you go catch them too?
Nah, they cook them for you. I mean, do I go catch them? No, I've actually never caught them. No. I mean, I guess I could, but I don't.
Well, when you go to something like that, that's on the place where they're catching them, right?
No. The restaurant, probably the people who work there, knowing them, they probably do go and get a good bit of it themselves.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I bet you. Well, I've been at Crawdad Feeds. It's out there by McGregor Lake. They're catching them right on the lake.
But they'll do that, and then they'll come there to their restaurant and cook it. And they'll put it in, like, heated, like, basically, they're almost like coolers, but it keeps everything warm.
Well, even that would probably be enough. I just need the outside jelly part to have a little consistency, and I'm good.
I've never lived in a place that's so, almost fish is based around seafood or some kind of, like, shellfish. For real.
Because,
like, where I live.
Yeah, and I'm sure those crawdads are fucking local. You figure out where they're getting them.
Fuck yeah, they are. Same thing with the oysters. Like, man, they're getting them, like, from right there. Like, probably, like, not too far from the restaurant.
Well, that's why it's endless. It's endless. There'll never be a shortage of shellfish. Ever. Have you ever walked down on the beach and see how many mussels are stuck to every fucking rock?
It's wild.
You start digging deep enough, it's just like a bed of clams down there.
Oh, man. Down here, you can, if you, like, especially when you get to, like, the Alabama coast, since it's not man-made, because that's where we go to, like, go to the beach, because it looks so, so pretty there. But if not, that's when you go crab hunting. You can get so many. You could literally
crabs are fun.
Dude, you could do your whole fucking crab boil. Or you could do a whole fucking crab boil just spending like 15, 20 minutes out there. The last time we did it, though, we were out there kind of late, and we had our, like, phone shining, and this lady came up to us. And she was like, you shouldn't be shot on your phone because they're the sea turtle who gave birth. And if you shine that light, it's going to disturb her. And my friend Nathan was with us. He looks at her. He goes, don't worry, man. We're Earth allies.
What?
Don't worry, man. We're Earth allies. She just looked at us like, what the fuck? We had just smoked a blunt, like, on the beach.
Oh, yeah. I love saying just something to some idiot. I don't remember what it was, but I had a good one at the gas station today.
Man, I've had really good ones. On that same beach trip, we went to go eat. Well, we were like, when you're down there, especially a lot of times during the summer, because it is a tourist spot. Like, we have, like, you know, family and, like, property there. But, like, during the summer, no matter what, it's just a tourist spot. So, like, sometimes it'll take, like, an hour and a half to get a table at some places. Well, no, we were, like, fucking starving. So we in this one place, and they're like, yeah, it's going to be an hour and 30-minute wait. We're like, man, fuck this. And Miss Christina was like, oh, my parents said to try this slippery. And we're like, okay, let's go there. So we go there, and we got a table immediately, but there was, like, two bands playing.
What? Skippers?
Flippers. Flip.
Oh, God, Skippers is the worst.
There were, like, bands, two bands playing. It was, like, jumping there. Like, we were getting drinks. We only had to wait, like, maybe 10 minutes for a table. Well, the other restaurant called, and they called Connor, Nathan's brother, our drummer, because I think he gave them our his number or whatever. And he was like, I don't want to answer this. He's like, well, somebody answer it for me. And I was like, give it to me. And I answered, and I was like, bitch, we went to Slickers. Dude, he looked at me like, oh, my God, I cannot believe. He just did that. He was, like, mad at me. Not for, like, the rest of the night or anything. He was just like, man, I can't believe. He's like, what if I call back? I was like.
Because he gets him in trouble. He's one of those guys.
I was like, give me the phone. He was like, no, not again. No, man, that motherfucker fucking, he puked in the sink instead of the toilet and fucked up the sink down there. And we had to tell the whole family.
He fucked up the sink?
Yeah. Dude,
how did you do that?
He puked chunks. It was, we were down there, I think we'd been drinking all day.
We went, the whole place, huh?
I mean, let's say, like, he thought that he, like, cleaned it and, like, cleared it out or whatever. We left, and, like, a couple of weeks later, somebody else in her family went down to the beach house, and they were like, hey, the sink is, like, backed up. Water's kind of brown, and it's like, it's not working. In one of the, at least two bathrooms there. And we
thought he could just shove it down the drain, yeah.
Dude, and like, I can tell you what he ate. Like, we had been drinking all day. We were like eating different seafood and shit.
No, you have to pull the shit out of the sink. You can't just rinse it down the drain. You'll be caught for sure.
You basically got to take the fucking pops apart.
You leave that thing plugged, and you find some plastic bags or something and get that shit out of there. But nobody thinks like that when they're shit-faced, of course. And that's why we all know what we should have done.
We were there for like 4 or 5 days, so I think one night we were like, yeah, let's cook here so we don't have to spend money to go out to eat. And so we like grilled. And we had a bunch of shit left over. We had some baked beans and some other shit. But before, it was me, him, and our friend Gray, the best player in Costa Nostra, where we were the last ones up, and Connor just kept eating pickles, baked beans, and pizza.
When he's hammered?
Dude, yeah, he was hammered. So that's all you would eat.
Yeah.
Pizza, beans, pizza rolls, baked beans. And pickles. And that's what he threw up in the fucking sink. And yeah. Then I also got sick that night. It was one of the last times I got like truly like.
It's because you got the jab.
It was the last time I got like truly drunk.
Also, I don't believe that return jab.
I was in the other bathroom, like puking at some point in the night, and Miss Casino got up to go to that one. She was like, "Damn, he's in there." So she went to the other one where Connor had puked in the sink. He like ripped off a piece of paper from like a coupon book, right on the back of it, like stuck it up with a Band-Aid, and wrote "Do not enter." Threw up everywhere.
Jesus Christ, Doc.
Dude, we still clown for that shit. Fucking, it was so fucking hilarious. Oh my god. Anyway, sorry to venture. I just thought that would be a thing.
I've had as bad a night as anybody. I've been drinking and smoking for 30 years. I ain't fucking innocent of any maldoings.
See, I've definitely cut back on the drinking. I only do it like once or twice a week. So.
Well, and obviously any stories like Connor's I had were in my 20s, not recently.
Yeah, Connor was like, let's see, 29, almost 30 now. So he was like 24 then. You know,
give him a pass if he's early 30s. Beyond that, no more of that. Well, I never did wreck a whole bathroom like that. I've got the rug real bad on my way out the door a time or two.
He wrecked the bathroom. It's okay. We still clown for it. He still eats his way.
Shit happens. I have a similar story, except it was except I was probably never going back to the place it happened.
he's getting married in just a month.
Well, that still
and a couple,
hasn't happened yet.
It's December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day.
Jesus Christ, Josh.
Yeah,
are you on my trios team?
Is this trios? I thought AEW was trios.
Well, whatever. Well, I think it's both. It's just the mid card.
I thought this was NXT though.
So what would this be?
This is the pay per view this weekend is NXT.
So what kind of tag team thing is going on here?
Let's see.
I think
NXT and
AEW are the same.
Are they?
They're the belts and shit.
Maybe
because
they are.
WWE and then the other two, I believe.
Maybe, but
so
the
trios is AEW specific. Is that how that works? Or we're going for a mid-card title.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
And then I thought NXT had the Waffle House Championship.
There you go. No, I think you're right. It's both. It's confusing. But I think there's some sort of tag thing anyway. We'll tag up.
I was also wrong. Bass is listening. It is no tag team, no trios. It's just the Waffle House mid-card title.
Oh, just the mid-card title here. Okay, got it. Well, anyway, next time I put you down as one of my partners every time.
Me too.
So we should always be on a team from here on out. That way, whenever we actually accidentally win something, it's both of us.
I don't watch AEW, so I just guess. And I'm pretty good at guessing that because Tony is so fucking terrible. So it's just like, let me think about what the worst possible outcome of this match would be. And then on the flip side, I do watch a little bit of WWE, but I just enjoy it. I don't care. I don't seek it. So I'm not
trying
to like.
Well, here's what I do. Here's my secret technique with AEW, which I have luck with once in a while, and I have no idea what the fuck's going on the show. I know what I know from reading fucking Outside Interference. I go on there, and if I'm 50-50, you're never right. You're more like 60-40. I go against it. I take the 41. It's actually a strategy to get them right. I don't so I win or I get fucking like one right.
I don't watch AEW anymore. We're gonna not get into a CM Punk segment as a not, but it is what it is.
I don't really watch either one. I'll watch the pay per view and figure out if I was right. Yeah. Right when they introduce the people, I'm gonna know. Oh yeah. Fuck! I got that one wrong.
I'll actually probably watch a whole lot more, especially WWE, and maybe even AEW when they go to streaming. Because
I don't
WWE,
even fuck with it.
WWE is about to go to Netflix, which I have, and then I think AEW will be on HBO Max.
Does that mean the pay-per-views are staying on the cock, right?
For the Federation? I'm not sure.
Because I got YouTube and the cock, and that's all I really need. And then I'll fucking pirate a pay-per-view from AEW every 2 months. Good enough.
I'm not sure.
I don't watch the weekly shows because you guys tell me anything that might be interesting enough to look up on YouTube, and that's perfect.
I don't watch the weekly shows. I see the clips on Twitter. I will watch them on my big TV, on my YouTube app. On my, it's not a Roku, but it's like Xfinity gives you something.
I have the best Wi-Fi deal of anyone.
What's that?
I bought a fucking tablet with a data thing on it. $15 a month, I get unlimited data on this tablet. And I just, it has HDMI, so you can plug it into the TV.
Yeah, we just got a tablet. It's $30 a month for unlimited, but it's not bad. But we bought the tablet.
That's all I got, though, because fucking Wi-Fi don't work a fuck out here. Where I live, it don't work worth a shit.
They offered us the tablet for like $250 if we paid full in cash that day. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Tablet, is it?
iPad.
Oh, that's got HDMI. That's what matters in this case, because if you decided to cord cut the HDMI, you can't do it because you play video games. I can because I don't need to download a 60 fucking gigabyte thing.
Yeah, I have an external hard drive too, though.
I'm saying it's the internet part.
Oh yeah,
I can get away with nothing but this tablet because it plugs into the TV. Even if there was, let's say, 3 people that needed internet, it would still be cheap to get 3 of them for $15 a month, right?
Yeah.
But once you take into the equation that you might need 60 gigabytes of Wi-Fi to fucking download a game, then that ruins it. My old-school-ass games are like 2 for a big one. I still have just enough hotspot on my phone to download my little games.
I've downloaded some big games this year. I probably spent six between Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and Baldur's Gate 3. I probably spent half the year just on those games, literally.
Well, now let's do the math now. And I'm not telling you, I'm asking you. If you and Miss Casino both had one of them $250 tablets, and you could plug them into a TV in any room at any time,
uh-huh,
how much cheaper would that be than your Wi-Fi bill?
It'd be the same because our Wi-Fi is $55 a month for unlimited.
Oh, well, you're doing good then. Yeah, that's not bad. That's where I say you cut off the Wi-Fi is when they go over like $100, you know. 80 fucking is like a max.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Because, well, I told Xfinity that if they didn't...
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, because I was like, ceasefire.
How did this go down? Here's content. How did that go down?
It went down how I wanted it, because I was like, look, yeah, Seafire.
You nail their ass to the wall.
They have fiber internet, and they're going to give it to me for $35 a month. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, this tablet is like $7.99. We'll give it to you for $2.50 today, and we'll set you the same internet stuff, like, you know, unlimited data, all that, high speed. And they gave me this Vimeo Play, which is like a bunch of channels for like free. Some, I don't know, it's cable, but NXT is on there. They gave me that for free. They gave me HBO Max, Netflix, and Disney Plus 3 months free, which I already subscribed to all of them, but it's going to be free for 3 months.
Well, good. That's just as good as cord cutting, keeping your bill down where it belongs.
Because I'm threatened to leave. That's all it takes. It's
That's
like,
the point,
look.
Of course. That, well, and people, and me, here's where they did me in. They tried to do some across the board, doubling how much it charged me for my modem that I rented because it was $5 a month and it was convenient, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When my shit went up $15 a month, they said $5 of it was for that modem. And it didn't even have their name on it. It had the old company's fucking name on it that they bought. And that was when I said, no more money for you, motherfuckers. And I found the super power internet by putting a phone fucking booster. I live out here where my phone signal is bullshit. Mine's better than yours. And then it's like real internet. It's like 41 megabytes a second on any device. Not, if I have three devices, they'll all get it. There's no fucking bandwidth. And if you live where you already get better signal than I did, you could probably get fucking the fastest internet fucking ever just by having a phone booster and tablet. But you got to take another game once in a while. But that's okay for $55 a month. It's these people getting railed for like over 100 that I'm warning.
Oh, yeah. This is something that my grandma taught me. You know, she would go back and forth. Or she would usually, I think we kept directing. She would threaten to go to Dish all the time. When I was a kid, like, I was like, so I'm going to try the fucking same tactics. It's like, dude. People my age will be like, you can't do that. You just got to accept what they give you. I'm like, nah, bro. You. My age and a little bit younger, they're like, no, you just got to accept what they give you. I'm like,
well,
no, you don't.
My age, there's people my age, and I think my generation is where it started being more prominent. More like, yeah, of course,
then,
it's just getting worse. But I'm only half people my age think like me about shit like that.
But like, I'll have them tell me, well, I'm not like you. I just can't say it. I'm like, dude, I'm on a fucking internet chat with these people. I'm not even on the
telephone. Oh, yeah.
Like,
I can't have the conversation, which I feel that way sometimes, I will just flat out cancel the service.
Oh, yeah, you can easily do that. And then all you got to do is
I don't want to have the big conversation for whatever reason, I'll just cancel they asked, like I did to Ziply. I didn't have to have a conversation after what they tried to do.
And then you just send their little modem or whatever the fuck it is back.
Here's what I have, though, my guy. The fucking phone booster. And this thing works anywhere. This thing works anywhere where you can put power to it. And if you live, like, you already get a nice phone signal at your house, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you had one of these, dude, you could run your internet off your phone and a tablet or whatever. Because yours would be lightning fast. It even makes mine fast. And sometimes I can't even, like, mess around on texting type shit with mine when I don't use it, before I got it. Dude, this is something people don't know that I think maybe not for you, but maybe there's four or five people listening. A phone booster will give you super-ass fast telephone or any device that you put data on and make it fast as fuck.
It will.
And that could save people a lot of money because I only pay $15 a month now, and it's good enough because my phone and my tablet is $75 a month. And if I needed two tablets around here for some reason, that's only $15 more. And it's not. And by going this route, I also own cool-ass fucking James Bond shit.
Whoa, really?
Telephone booster? I live out in the boonies where I can't get a signal, and I have the best, better signal than they do downtown.
Whoa.
I own this tablet that has HDMI. People got way nicer tablets. They don't have HDMI. That's James Bond style.
You just turned into a robot.
My voice?
Uh-oh.
Was it a robot? Was it a robot? Was my voice? Huh?
Your fantasy is failing you, man.
My what?
Okay, there you go. You're more clear now.
Oh, I think I'm having issues with my goddamn phone charger.
Dude, it's like a fucking robot. It's like...
I don't know what the fuck happened here.
Did you go outside?
Am I better now?
Let's take a little bath. Our only listener probably is Forrest.
Yo.
Or does he sound like a robot?
To my back or what? Hey.
Yeah, literally. It's...
You son of a bitch.
Fucking blog talk. That's how I'm blaming.
What the fuck happened?
Nope. Cannot hear what you're saying.
What?
Can you hear what you're saying? I don't know why. It has worked. All
hey!
I was literally about to change the topic. I was about to say, where's my boy toy? Where's Beaner? But now we can't even hear Borg.
What the fuck is going on?
Literally, no fucking clue. God damn it. It's not your fault. You can hear me, but I can't hear you. Hold on. Let me hang up, Carl.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
I wanna see your ass on the dance floor. Ain't no time to be faking tricks. On the for real, I wanna see that ass, bitch. Drop it down a little low like that. Hit in the front with the splat pack. Palm Beach County style from the bottom. Shake that ass to do something, ho. Splat pack in the house off front, yo. G string from the back. Just shake that ass with a splat pack.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass.
Shake
that ass, bitch.
Ha, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Well, it was all your fault the whole time for years. I told you.
No, I could hear you the whole show until that very last moment.
Yeah, all your fault.
What happened?
I don't know. Fucking blog talk. They're a piece of shit.
I think it was your phone booster, man.
No, because I'm just on a phone call. I could still do that even if it was broke.
I'm kidding.
I know, but that, like, I would know if it was the booster, because when I go to Blog Talk Radio and see what's going on, it would take fucking 10 minutes.
maybe only topic or next topic was going to be, where's my boy toy? Where's the big ding dog? Where is he at?
He don't like us anymore. He's an internet creep now.
He's an internet what?
He's an internet creep now. Remember when I used to say he needs to get laid? Now that he gets laid, he's even worse.
Well, I think I was thinking maybe he gave those lesbians his seed, and then they told everybody else, and now he's like super sperm.
He got diddled.
No, he's like giving out. He's got super sperm, and all these people have now hit him up, and they're like, "Diener, I want your seed."
Oh, that's right. Hey, I wasn't kidding with my comment that I made when he was talking about that either. I know a couple chicks that are lesbians that the girl lesbian had the brother jack off into a turkey baster and knock herself up with it.
Really? You knew somebody like that?
Yes, 100% guaranteed. I was out in the real hick part of Montana. And yes, this is a true story. Turkey baster.
See, I thought that, like, sperm died once it hit, like, air.
It sounds like something I would make up, but no, this fucking happened. Because I always clarify when I'm bullshitting on the show, and absolutely not. The brother was there too. They told me the whole story.
Was he under the bed?
I always clarify when I'm full of shit, and this is 100% true.
No, I believe you.
Oh yeah. It was turkey baster. It's that easy. So for them to offer him to whack in a cup sounds unrealistic, but I know it works good enough. Because they told me, and I believed every word of it, and they had a baby there and everything.
I think what happened, Diener, he hit the fucking jackpot. He literally became a in-demand sperm donor.
Well, we've all seen his beautiful face attached to that big fat body. All he had to do is lose weight, because he's not the guy that carried the extra 40 pounds around very well, I got to say. Some people carry it right. But he would always had a good physique underneath that shit. He might as well go be a sperm donor. Then they'll be like, "God damn it! All these babies are diabetic. What happened?"
It turns out
you have to go on a super strict diet and exercise to look like Dean with these horrible genetics.
Well, I think he was already losing some weight. I think he said he was on some Ozempic pack or whatever this shit is. You need a fucking mind play about it. Where's Thoughtbot? I don't think he's ever calling again.
Oh, he will. He won't talk to Zilla, though. I guarantee you that.
Who do you think he'll feud with next, you or Diener?
Who did what?
I said, who do you think he will feud with next? Because if you remember, about a year and a half ago, it was me.
Oh, it'll be me for sure, because Diener ain't around.
That he hated. He wanted me to die. And hated me then.
Well, here's the thing. You guys all know each other real well, and you're all assholes, and you all deserve it. But when he got to me, I was like, oh, this guy really is about it. Because I don't even know him that well. All I ever heard that he didn't like from me was like a few comments, you know, like we weren't even talking to each other. Yeah. But good for him. I like the energy of it that fucking everybody's like, oh, you interrupted me. I'm going to hang up. I'm never going to talk to you guys forever.
Well, we know
that. Fuck that. I want thought. He's not the kind of guy to sit there and argue with Zilla. I understand that. But he should call in, and I will ban fucking Steve. I don't think I fucking can't do it.
Out of all of Zilla's alter egos, I think I might have liked Wigglesworth, maybe the best.
Who?
Wigglesworth.
Oh, Wigglesworth had more content.
He did. Leroy definitely had more content.
Well,
Steve,
Leroy was the best. Hands down. Which is a Family Guy rip off anyway, but hands down the best.
And just regular Zilla can be cool too. But Steve leaves a lot to be desired. He's just Steve. Hey guys, Steve.
Well, it's Butthead. You know that, right? You realize that, right? That's what it is.
He just made me spit out to you.
It's him with his southern drawl doing like a butthead. That's why it's bad. It's the worst on purpose. The fucking asshole. And then he says he called him a hick, and then he tried to say some word, but he sounded all hella Carolina saying it. Shit was hilarious.
Yeah, his very thick Carolina accent.
Yeah, and he does good until like a certain word comes up. And it was during the part where he's saying he's not a hick. The joke being that you think I'm Zilla and I'm not, right? And what he sounded way too Zilla on some word.
That's great, you know, you can't make the whole almost the whole time. Oh no, Zilla's all
no, well, yeah, Steve is the fucking worst for sure.
Poor Dieter. He's the nicest there.
Who is?
Dieter.
Dieter?
Yeah.
No way, I'm the nicest person here. Also the meanest, strongest. I have the best dog.
Fattest, richest.
I have the coolest truck. Hey, no matter what you say, just me, it's all about me. Oh, buddy. Fred dog?
Fred.
Fred
girl.
Dog just got up from her beauty nap. Fred dog!
My dogs are alive and running around. I gotta take mine outside soon.
Yeah, right. You're gonna go puke all over the bathroom. I know how you boys are.
Let him get his last bit. No, I probably won't see Connor till like Friday, and then Saturday we're supposed to get. We have some friends that moved away, but they all moved back, and they're going to play a reunion show. So we're supposed to go to that on Saturday. We'll see. I'm going no matter what. I don't give a fuck. I will go.
Well, go do something.
Fuck yeah. Dude, I will. I will. I will not wait on people to do things.
I went bird hunting down the Fisher River today.
Fuck yeah. You didn't worry?
It's not that far. Well, no, I worked for like 2 hours, and we had a truck scheduled, and they didn't put us on the books, and so we don't get no concrete till tomorrow.
Yeah, fuck that, yeah.
Those assholes are going to fucking hear about it when they pull up to my shit tomorrow, too, fucking assholes. And I fucking went bird hunting, and I'm going down the Fisher River instead of the old Kootenai River that runs close to town all the way that we just go to all the time because it's easy and has all these boat launches and shit. But I go down the Fisher River a few miles, and I'm going, why the fuck am I not here all the time? Right now, the river and the creeks are running too low to do anything, and that fucker has big old pools everywhere. What's the deal with that, Fred? Why are we going to the stupid Kootenai River with our dumb retarded friends and not going to the Fisher? Fred's like, yep, you sound like a clown going like a Kootenai River. Well, I'm not a clown, Fred. I'm going to have to beat your ass. Start in shit, ass, Fred. I think. Fucking Alamino hung up. Whatever. Outro song. Peace out. booty, booty.
I don't really say a lot. I don't have like a
political affiliations or anything. I'm just a puppy, you know. It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Meth. Moving on your leg. See, how does this work? Tell me how this works, Pat. Is this on the show right now? Really, really? Well, you know it's true. You are hella fat. I mean, is this coming in or is this mutiny? What's going on? I gotta pee. Fred, I don't know. Is it on or what? I really don't want to listen to it if it's not registering here. Now, if I was going to listen to one, it would obviously be a girl and you'd miss it. She's a match and whatnot. This is hot shit when I was 10 years old, Fred. It's not as good as girl, I'm going to admit to you. Kind of queer, actually. Well, I guess we'll never know. 'Cause I'm hanging this bitch up.